I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
It's International Women's Day. It's time for What's for Breakfast. And we have royalty. Straight from Twigg, Minnesota. It's Nancy Gabrus. Wow, she's the queen of green cheese. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Whoa, that's pretty exciting. But
I know.
We don't care about that at the moment. What we want to know about is if you've had your breakfast.
I have. I just finished my breakfast.
Okay, what'd you have?
I had a mushroom and spinach omelet with egg whites and a little cup of yogurt with blueberries.
Wow.
That yeah. Sounds
so what do you have against yolks?
Fat.
Oh, okay.
Right. I would love a yolk. And I kind of like a lot of cheese on it, but trying to take some of that extra fat out here for a while.
Okay.
See how it works for me.
So what does an omelet look like without yolk? Is it just white, pale white?
Yeah, it is pretty white.
But it's not bad, is it? It's
no, it's not bad at all. And, you know, you put a little... you know, salt, pepper, a little bit of stuff on it, and it just, it tastes pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just, yeah. But it was, you know, you doing egg whites scrambled kind of almost looks like popcorn in a pan. So that's when I went to kind of putting it into a little omelet shape, and I don't know. It looks, it feels like a better egg breakfast to me as a omelet.
Are you so far into this as far as the health conscious stuff that you're actually getting whites, or are you separating them from the...
Oh, I just buy the whites.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How do they do that? What does it come
it's
in?
It's in a carton, right?
It's
or
a
it's
carton?
In a,
right.
a like
yeah,
cream.
It looks like cream. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she just pours it on in, John.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But
so it's like a half a cup is like equivalent to 3 eggs.
All right. And then, so do you health conscious enough, like olive oil in the pan or butter?
Yeah, yeah. A little olive oil.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you been on this kick? A while?
Well, since the first of the year.
Oh, so like a New Year's, like a resolution
right.
almost?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And how has it been?
Well, you know what? You get used to it after a while. So I love butter and cheese and, you know, all of that stuff. And I think it had taken its toll on me. So I needed to make a shift here,
now,
at least for a while. Yeah.
Now, I know you probably get people in your life who maybe argue with you about this, because a lot of people will say that that's good fat, you know.
Oh,
and that
it's... you know what? I totally agree with them. That's exactly why I went down that road. But, you know, I think I kind of lost the, that self-control. So, like, I don't, you know, I mean, I was just looking for anything that would be a great carrier for butter. Or what could I put this cheese on, you know?
Right.
So it's just to kind of, I hope, you know, to just get back to a little happy medium
here.
But just for temporary here, we're trying to eliminate some of that.
And how about carbs? How are you feeling about carbs?
Well, there's not a lot of those in this plan either.
Wow.
I know.
Good
I know.
For you.
Yeah.
Well, you've been.
It's you know, just kind of taking stock here, I'd say.
So you've been doing this since the new year. Do you feel a difference?
Oh yeah, I totally feel a difference, and you know, I feel. I think I feel much better. But I'll tell you that I miss, like, you know, I love like potatoes and butter and all of those kinds of foods, and so I miss that, you know. So I am hoping that I can, you know, start adding that back in again. So it isn't like I don't like those foods or anything. Yeah.
So, okay. I also heard some yogurt and berries.
Yeah.
Blueberries.
Yeah. Blueberries. Yep.
Nice.
Beverage?
Yeah.
I'm surprised Heidi hasn't asked you about a beverage.
Well, my beverage, I haven't had it yet, but and I love coffee and cream, but I've been doing green tea here for a while, too. Mm. So, yeah.
I find it's a smoother sort of pick-me-up than a coffee, even though, so weekends I do green tea.
Yeah,
I don't know if you knew that about me, John.
Yeah, wow. I think it's not as quick as a cup of coffee, but it maybe sustains you a little longer with some caffeine.
Yeah, I agree. Or if I need caffeine midday, green tea is much better, because otherwise, like yesterday, I got this just almost seething anger because I'd had coffee too late.
Yeah, right. I get that.
Yeah.
We're speaking to Nancy, the queen. Nancy, what are your feelings on this snow and this season?
you know, if I'm going to have winter, I want snow. You know, I don't like those winters where there isn't very much.
Okay,
you know, you can't get out and ski or, you know, be outside at all. Enjoy it. So I haven't really... I don't mind the snow. I'm really tired of the cold, though. You know, it was minus 21 on one of these days when I was heading off to work, and I just thought, what the heck is this? You know, that piece wears me down. But this coming snow, so I have next week off for a spring break, and this is just kind of really putting a little, you know, hiccup in whether we should go or when we should leave and that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of done with it now.
Get the heck out of here.
Right. You know, we're heading over to Wisconsin. We have some relatives and we're going that way. So it's not like we're heading to Florida one of those exotic warm places. But yeah, it just is like, oh, what do we do here? Do we go before it comes or do we wait and go after it's been here? Or I don't know. We'll see.
How has your queen of green cheese, how has this time been for you?
Well, it's been very fun. It is like, so when do you get to be queen of green cheese? Only once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm hoping that someday that maybe I could do green cheese with Julie Crabb. That would be like the penultimate of green cheese existence.
I bet. Wow. So why do you and Bob listen, and why do you support KEXE, KBXE?
Oh, you know what? We're kind of, you know, we are in Twig. We're kind of on the cusp between, like, Grand Rapids and Duluth here. Just that, and we've listened to green cheese for years and years and years. But it's such a community radio station. You just don't get the kind of programming and the what's going on in your area. I don't know any other service like that. And we've loved it. We've been here, you know, 35, 40 years. We're like Julie. We're not from here. We've only been here about 40 years. we love it. You know, we love the conversation and the balance that KAXE brings. It's just been really good for us.
Well, for being on What's for Breakfast, Homestead Mills is our sponsor, and you get either Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to Twig in a cream-colored linen bag. What do you want, Nancy?
Oh, we'll have the wild rice pancakes.
All right. Sounds good.
You can't put
it.
Butter on them, though.
I know. I'll have to wait till I'm done with this little deal and then put the butter. Wait. I'll have them in a few, maybe a month or two.
Okay. Sounds good.
Pancakes are in the mail.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
You
too. We love every morning, but, you know, Fridays is really fun.
Thanks, Nancy.
Okay. Take care.
Bye. Strutting back in style.